Testing, testing. Oh, and I was just saying though, like it did look like, I know he ain't flamboyant. I don't know. He's not, you know, I don't think he's gay or anything, but I mean, it did look a little, he had a man purse on, and then he come out looking like, you know, so it was funny. It was funny, you know what I'm saying? I think he handled it very well. You know, him and Chad talked about it. And ain't nobody gonna do nothing to Shannon Sharp. You know what I'm saying? I think it's good that he's in the news like how he is. All this hate coming at him is great. He's getting more money, more publicity. I think it's real good for him. Like I said, him and the Mike Epps altercation that could have happened. Yeah. Situation. That shined a good light on him. The wine tasting. Now, like people, like this was about to happen. Shannon, if you watching, your wine about to take off this summer because this is about to be a hot summer. I ain't gonna lie. 2024 is about to be a hot ass summer. Everybody about to be out. Everybody about to be partying. So, Shannon, you on the rise, baby. You know what I'm saying? That wine gonna be hot this summer. I'm telling you, it's about to be a hot summer. It really is. So, stay safe. Stay safe.
Shout out to Shannon Sharp, man. I love what that brother's doing, man. And like I was saying, I feel like when he was on Undisputed, it was just so much love for him, you know. And I probably just didn't see the hate. I probably wasn't tuned in deep enough. But
oh yeah, it was definitely hate. I mean, people didn't like him going on there with Cognac and Backwoods. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So he was getting hate for that as well. So I mean, it was always it's always gonna be a balance. Like people hate you, people love you. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like he's getting hate right now. It's just a lot of attention on him right now. I don't think it's hate because people are still tuning in, watching his interviews. He's still getting great guests. Man, he loving it right now. He has the mentality to take it.
People can't hate you and watch you at the same time.
Yeah, people can't hate you and watch you at the same time. Yeah. But I don't think he's.
I don't think he's hate.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just a lot. He just have a. He's big now. Like he's a big thing. Like Shannon Sharp is deep. Like he's a big media personality. Like he's bigger than Stephen A. Smith. You know what I'm saying? He's bigger than, man. Nobody even talk about Skip Bayless no more. What's up with Undisputed now? Who watched this now? Nobody. So
that's a fact. I don't even watch. And I used to watch that religiously.
Yeah, you don't even tune in now.
Nah, not even once.
Yeah, man. Sometimes people can use that ego. So yeah.
Yeah, man. But yeah, let's get started, my brother. Yes, 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 yes. Indeed, powerful people. This is another episode of Breaking the Machine. I'm your host, Ahmad DePorter. Alongside my partner, Spank the Bank.
What up, though?
And today we'll be taking another incremental step in shifting the culture. How you doing today, my brother?
I'm doing good, man. Just left the gym. You know what I'm saying? Get it in. Just working on my awareness. That's what I've been working on. Just being aware of the things I'm doing because I feel like I ain't gonna feel like I have been in a dark space. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? So I have been in a dark space lately. But just becoming aware of my actions and my emotions. So I just bought a notebook, you know what I'm saying? Been writing how I feel, you know, just being aware of things, just being aware of my actions. Like even being aware of time, like, you know, it's the day of life savings, the time went up, you start to realize how much life be moving, how fast it be moving, how every second, every hour, you know, really counts and you can't bullshit it. So like now it's just trying to slow down and really take my time with this thing called life and continue to prosper. But yeah, I've been good, bro. How about you?
I've been good, man. I wanted to ask you, the space that you're in, do you feel frustrated by it or is it?
Yeah, you know, frustrated, scared, unprepared, you know, rushing, not saying no, you know what I'm saying? Like, just not being aware of how I really feel, you know what I'm saying? Just taking it easy, you know what I'm saying? Just taking it easy. But you know, I gotta still fight, you know what I'm saying? Still fight it. So every day I wake up like, all right, I'm gonna get it better. I'm gonna get it right this time, you know what I'm saying? So like, Tuesdays, I normally don't go in the gym in the morning because I gotta take my daughter to daycare, but like, I still could have got up this morning early and went for a walk. But I worked out on the way here. But you know what I'm saying? Like, little stuff like that, like, I still gotta get my outside workout in, you know? So just being frustrated because this stuff is hard. Like, to, like, the 75 hard challenge is hard, you know what I'm saying? Like, to really read a book, 10 pages of a book, walk outside, or I mean, walk or run, or do whatever you do outside, 45 minute workout, drink a gallon of water, which I've been doing cause every day. That's, I've been seeing benefits of that, and just eating a, you know, right diet. You know, it can get hard because, like I said, sometimes your day not planned. So like when Manuel came here, I really been working on my schedule, like in my time. It's just making sure I'm doing this at this time, doing this at that time. So like I really been on that. For real heavy.
Yeah, I think my schedule has been a lot open because, like I said, I ended up losing the position at the job that I had. It got defunded, the place that I was working at. So everybody got laid off. So I think what my day-to-day has been was it's really just been searching what's next. Not even just the next job, but just everything. You know what I'm saying? Deep reflection about everything. This podcast, just creative stuff, just everything, man. Just trying to figure out what's next for that because, you know, it's a big weight that comes with, you know, doing this, you know, for me. And I'm pretty sure it's the same for you. You know, it's like having a child, man. Like, you got to show up for it every day, you know what I'm saying, and put in work. And you feel bad if you, like, take time off, you know what I'm saying? Like, even when we took time off in the past, I felt bad about it because I felt like I was, you know, letting down the family, you know? So it's just like, I always consider, you know, the podcast with every decision I make, you know what I'm saying? Even when I think about moving to a different city or whatever the case may be, I have to consider this podcast with everything that I do. And that's been tough for me. You know, I didn't understand that when I first started it, but like, this has become like a big part of my life. Like, if I'm making the decision, I got to factor in what happens to this podcast. You know what I'm saying? So I've been thinking about that a lot and just thinking about, you know, different things in my life in general. But man, I've been in a pretty good space. When I first got the news that I lost a job, and I talked about it on like 2 episodes ago, it was tough for me, man. But I think it took like a week and a half, but I started to like feel good again. I started to get up swinging. I'm getting back in my groove again and stuff. And, you know, for those who follow me on Instagram, they might not see me, you know, posting like videos on Instagram right now. And it's for a reason. I'm trying to upgrade my camera quality. So I'm not putting out videos, not because I'm not inspired to do, because I am inspired. Some days I'm like, man, I need to cut. But I want to do that once I get this new camera, and then I can start shooting with better quality. But
man, that's crazy. I was going to text you today, like, man, you need to shoot a video.
Yeah.
Like, forget the quality right now.
Yeah, I mean, I want to. It's just, you know, it's that thing in me. It's just like, I understand it's a balance to consistency, and it's a balance to stagnation. It's like a dance that they do.
But you weren't stagnant. Bro, you was really reaching volumes, bro.
But I know I can reach so much more if I just upgrade that.
No, but it ain't always about the upgrade. It's about really the consistency.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like, when you stop, you gotta start all back over. Now you're back in hell.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was saying in some instances that is the case. In most instances, but you have to be prepared to go from hell to back to that other place.
But it's hard to get out of hell.
But I didn't did it so many times.
Yeah, but it's hard, man. Like, it's like, I lost weight so many times, but it's going to be that one time. It's going to be the hardest. It's going to have to be the hardest to fight it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know what I'm saying? It's hard, bro. It's hard. You know what I'm saying? And I was going to text you the other day, like, hey, man, don't stop dropping over. Like, you was doing good. Like, I understand you want the quality, but, bro, the quality was already there. You know what I'm saying? You already had the creativity. You doing videos in the snow when it's cold. That's the quality. Mm-hmm. That's the quality right there. You doing it in uncomfortable environments.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
And
a lot of people told me that. They said those were their favorite videos when it was snowing outside. And I found that interesting. But
because it's, who's doing that?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Who's doing that? You know, so like, I understand you trying to wait on the, you know, upgrade the camera. But I'm telling you, bro, you was already there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Emmanuel got that video. He probably watched one of your videos, and that's probably how he got one to get on the show. That's what I'm saying. You was already there.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, it was definitely nothing wrong with, you know, the previous way that I was shooting it. And I think a lot of stuff, you know, it's really good, you know. And I think that's hard. One of the hardest things for creatives, it's like when you know how to make people happy, it's hard to do what you want to do.
Oh yeah, I know. Because
you know what works, you know. And it's what any of these artists who have amazing albums or amazing music is like, bro, you can make this forever, and we just love it. But it's like, it don't no longer spark me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's like, at the end of the day, I love doing those videos, but there's a deeper vision that I want to see. That I'm like, man, if I could do this, if I had this, man, I would just touch him like this. I touch him like that, and it's like, I know me. Like, if I keep doing the videos the way that I was doing consistently, I'll stay doing that. I'll lock in to do that and just be locked in. I won't make it a priority to get this camera. But if I stop doing the videos, I really love doing videos. So that's motivation and a fire on my ass to be like, you're going to get this camera. Like, I put it off for months because I got better stuff to do with thousands of dollars. You know what I'm saying? I just lost my job. I ain't trying to buy a camera that costs $1,000. I ain't got the money. You know what I'm saying? But this is motivation to do it. It's motivation to push. It's motivation to do. So that's just kind of where I've been at with it, man. But it's also Ramadan. So this is the second day of Ramadan. Shout out to all the people out there who practicing Ramadan, whether you're a Muslim or not. You know, it's a beautiful celebration, man. It's a beautiful, just beautiful month, man. And it, for me especially, because I feel like some of the greatest things, some of the greatest aha moments, greatest blessings came to me during Ramadan. So this is the second day I'm doing good. Haven't broken my fast. I'm about to break my fast in like an hour or so because it's going to be the sunset. So I'm feeling good, bro. I'm really in my spirit, man. And I'm going to have some good news in like a week or two. I'm manifesting it to announce to the show. But yeah, man, I just... Like, I was telling somebody this morning, I was talking to Justin Martin, the one we did the episode, the good brother we did the episode with. And I was telling him, I said, I lost my job, but I didn't stop working. So I feel like I've been working a lot lately, and it's paying off. It's about to pay off. But yeah, man, we got some topics that we wanted to get into, man, for this episode, man. I think I want to start off first and foremost because it's been burning on my soul, man, for like the past 3 days. And I really wanted to do an episode on Sunday just for this specific reason. But it's the women's basketball, bro.
Oh, yeah, like, they're lit, bro.
Bro, I swear to God, when I was watching that LSU game, bro, LSU versus South Carolina, then I was watching, I was watching LSU versus South Carolina, and I was just like, and you're right, it was just like that last year. But it's on a different level this year, I feel. Like, yeah. I peeped at the very end. I've been seeing them hot all season.
Yep.
And just like, I wanted to ask a question. Do you feel like... women's college basketball is more entertaining than men's college basketball.
Yeah, it is, because LeBron James messed up the men's sports.
I don't know where you got that from, bro. Please explain.
Well, LeBron James messed up men's sports because he thought it was cool to go join a super team. So now every man in every in basketball feel like it's cool to just go hop around, bounce around to a team since they're not, you know, quote, winning or fitting in or not getting the playing time. Mm. So the women, they stay down, compete. Well, I ain't going to say that because the women do our transferring. But they just, man, the women just, they're balling, bro. They're balling. They balling. They playing gritty. Man, they hooping, man. They really hooping with passion. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we love to see that. You know what I'm saying? That's why we love, you know, male sports. But, like, it's not there no more. That toughness with male sports is gone. It's not there at all. But these women out here are balling, bro. Like, I do watch it. I'm amazed by it. I get excited by it.
I'm excited.
Yeah, like, I love Caitlin Clark, cold-blooded. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. She cold-blooded. I was rooting for LSU this year, but one thing I did learn, once you win something, it's hard to keep it. Mm. You know, Ms. Reeves, you was balling last year. You doing all right this year. Can you keep it, though? Can you keep that championship? Can y'all really go run it back? Because South Carolina ain't playing. They undefeated. So, like, that mentality is still there, too, as well. Like, yeah, you won last year, but we barking now. We coming to get you. You know what I'm saying? Even Ms. Clark. You know what I'm saying? Can you keep this energy up through this tournament that's about to come? Because I'm telling you, South Carolina ain't playing. And there's a lot of other Tennessee ain't playing. So, there's a lot of teams out there in the women's basketball, man, that's killing it, bro. They just showing that toughness, man. I love it, and I love it. I don't know what's going on. LeBron James has messed up male basketball.
I mean, I don't know about that, because I think the Celtics form, they big three.
Bro, they were
that,
old,
right?
Bro. They were
no,
old.
They was at their prime.
Bro, old KG. First of all, KG was
not old when he joined.
Paul Pierce,
he was in his prime.
And okay, they won. They got one championship.
So they did the super team before he did.
That wasn't even a super team.
That was a super team.
We didn't look at it like a super team because at the end of the day, the Pistons were still on the top. They still had to get past. They still had to get past the Pistons.
Ray Allen was a superstar. Paul Pierce was a superstar.
Okay, and Kevin Garnett.
All of them are all stars. That's three all stars.
But I don't feel like they did it.
And Rajon Rondo was a budding all star.
Yeah, nobody see him, but then nobody think right. Rajon was gonna
four all stars on one team, bro.
Man, LeBron James did
it.
He did it, and then what happened? Everybody else wanted to do it.
Man, the women's basketball this year, man, has been tearing it up. And I think it's because, like you said, the grit and the heart that they play with. But it's also the storyline. Like, I feel like I know them now. Like, I think that's what makes me get into men's basketball so much, because I feel like I know these guys. Like, I know their story. I know where they came from. It brings a deeper level of interest. Like, I feel like I know these girls. Like, their story is so interesting. Like, Angel Reese, like, I'm like, man, I'm rooting for her because I know her storyline.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Flage, like, I'm like, man, yeah. I'm rooting for her because I know her story. Right. It's dope because I understand the story.
And they making millions, bro.
And they making millions. And they fly.
They fly. Like, they fly. Angel, she could have went to the league last year. But she made so much more money in the NIL that she didn't have to go. Like, that's another thing, like, damn, do they got to go to the women's league?
And I was thinking,
they making so much money. Mm-hmm. Like, do they got to go? But like, they have to, because everybody going to see Miss Reeves. Everybody going, like, Caitlin Clark. Is that her name? Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
Like, they said she's supposed to go to the Indiana Fever after the season, though. They said their tickets just went up. Mm. Like, who ain't gonna want to go see that? You know what I'm saying? So like, they about to shake up the league too, though. Women's basketball about to be lit.
Cause that's what I was asking everybody at the event that we was at last night, the Pistons game, and I was asking everybody, like, will you watch the WNBA when these players go in there? Like, hell yeah, none of us watch the WNBA, but I'm like, I will watch the WNBA, and no disrespect to the WNBA, y'all doing a great job, but I'm like, I will watch them if these players is in that league, because I understand their story, man. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'll watch it though. I would, but not as I barely watch the NBA, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even want, because I'm not interested in nobody's story. The story's not exciting.
Except Anthony Edwards, you know, he baby Michael Jordan. But
I don't know why I don't watch him like that. I feel like he's not fighting for nothing right now.
He a dog. Yeah, he just hooping right now.
That's why I'm not interested.
He just started once he
lock into that zone and they put a team around him, it's like, okay, it's legacy time.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
He just started. But man, these guys, I mean, Boston, they're playing tough basketball. Like, Boston playing tough basketball. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. I'm just like, even when I go hoop, man, these guys soft, man. Like, I don't know. The way I was taught to play basketball was different. Like, it's not no type of toughness at all. Like I said, I could be wrong, but it ain't it's no defense. You know, they trying to say the offense is better. Like, not really. There's people in the 80s and the 90s that will torch this era. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really know. Basketball, this is too much for me. They're trying to in game tournaments, all this crap. Like, come on, man. In season tournament, then you got the playoff tournament. Like, it's just too much going on. Too much going on.
Shout out to my brother Bakuru, man. He's one of the Breaking the Machine family members, man. He work at the Celtics, works for their organization, man. Good brother, man.
You get us some tickets.
Yeah. It's a lot going on in the world of sports. I'm excited for what's gonna happen in this tournament with the women's especially. Really? And yeah, man, y'all got big things ahead, man. Shout out to LSU, man, because I'm rooting for y'all. Shout out to Flage and
I got South Carolina, baby. Anybody beating them
girls. We might have to make a friendly wager.
We're going to have to. And I can see Iowa losing as well. I don't see them going that far this year. They might, but I don't really see it. It's going to be tough, man. March Madness is different. I mean, the boys' March Madness was good last year, too. Who won? UConn. I didn't even watch. I ain't even watched the national championship game last year. Dang. I might not watch the boys' March Madness. The last time I watched it was last year when Pablo played for Orlando. He was a dog. Now that's a dog. That's that whole Magic team got some dogs on their team. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna be watching the girls. I will say that. I know you said you wanted to talk about this Dre and Draylen
Green. Oh yeah, since we talking about basketball, situation. Man. All my people out there, can y'all let me know what is the perfect age gap to date? You know, cause you know, your Lun Lady is 39, Draylen Green 22. She got her groove back. They got a baby on the way. And I don't know how it's going to be. You know, a lot of people is not with it. Some people with it. A lot of people saying, mind your business. We need to mind our business. But I hope somebody was in Jalen's ear. Because that shit going to be hard, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to see how old is she? How many years she got him by? 39, 22?
22, yeah.
17 years. I don't know, man. I really don't know. I just wanted to. Wish we had a female. I wish Daisy was on today.
Yeah. That actually would have been.
Yeah, that, I feel like that. Yeah, that, I feel like that's definitely a conversation we gotta have with a female.
Yeah, maybe we can run that one back. Yeah, but, yeah. You know, I think it's kind of like what Kevin Gates said, and then I think
Kevin Gates said something about it.
No. I'm just a previous quote, but I think I heard Ian Levin say it as well. It's life is just about a choice. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's about accepting your choice, man.
Yeah, you're accepting your decision.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's a right or wrong when it really, really comes down to it. I think it's just about, all right, well, maybe you didn't even know what came with that. Now you're going to learn what comes with that. Maybe it's the right choice. Maybe it's the right. There's no right or wrong. It's just accept the choice that you made, man. You got to live with it. And that's kind of how I live my life, man.
Yeah, me
we
too.
We make tough decisions, but it's just like, I salute anybody who can accept what come with any decision.
Yeah, I was just talking. That's crazy. Something I wanted to talk about today. Well, Sunday, you know, living with the decisions you made in life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what makes you a man. I feel like that's what I was thinking the other day. Mm-hmm. Like, just living with every decision you made and just accepting the decision and looking at the decision that you did make. So, yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I do feel like there is a right and wrong to things, though. I'm a person that truly believes that, you know, there are things that out here that is right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? It just has to be that way. You know, a lot of people don't try to say that, try to throw shit. That's how you sweep things under the rug when it's, you know, hold people accountable. Like, yeah, that's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
What makes it accepting hard? What makes that hard?
Accepting your decision?
Yeah, what makes that hard?
First of all, it depends. What decision did you do? Like, killing somebody, that's hard to accept. That ain't no easy thing to accept. You know what I'm saying? Putting your hands on a woman. That's a hard thing to accept. You know what I'm saying? And that's a hard thing to really look at yourself and realize, like, damn, I did that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it depends on the situation. You know, every some situations is easy. Like, I can get that. But, like, a situation where it affected someone else mentally or someone else's family, that's hard to accept and face at times because you're not even thinking about yourself. You think about how that person feel at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's what would be the hardest thing to accept.
And it's hard when somebody criticizes you sometimes because then it make you feel like you not who you always saw yourself being. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes from somebody you love. Like, they might call you a liar or they might call you, you know what I'm saying, hot-tempered or whatever the case may be. Yep. But that's not the way you see yourself. So then it makes you look at yourself like, have all these people been lying to me all these years? Have I always been this person?
And that's just the person that you just had an interaction with just might feel that way. Because we deal with people in different type of elements or different. Everybody get a different version of us.
That's deep. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So some people get the cool laid back you. Some people might get the hoe ass nigga you. Some people might just get, you know, just this guy's the most upstanding guy. He's never late. You know what I'm saying? And that sucks because it's like, damn, they're not consistent with each person. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you let your guard down with certain people. You know what I'm saying? They might see the real. You're like, damn, I didn't know he cussed. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just who you around with. So I feel like every interaction does that. But also, women bring the worst out of men sometimes anyway.
Damn.
Yeah, sometimes.
You be driving some wild shit sometimes.
Sometimes, and then men bring up the worst out of women. Like, I feel like, you know, it goes both ways. Yeah, I can bring the worst out of a woman.
Yeah,
a woman
people can bring the worst out of other people. Yeah, some women can bring the worst out of other women. Some men can bring the worst out of you just said that. I was like that.
No, I was just thinking that. I was just thinking of relationship wise, because I know there's a lot of men out here that's dealing with a spouse and they're probably talking about all their flaws and shit like that. And you feel like you ain't shit. I mean, bro, you is shit. Sometimes sit down and listen to what she's saying. She might be really saying something. It might, the delivery might be off, or just fuck the delivery. Just really listen to what she's saying. And then if it's true, it's true. If it ain't, you continue to be strong and move on. You know what I'm saying? Because there is some brothers out here fighting in a relationship right now. I'd be lying, you know, to say that they ain't. And there's some women out here that's fighting with a nigga right now in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So I think the one thing I'm learning is to shut the fuck up and listen. Be aware. Like I said, I wasn't always aware of my emotions. So just be aware. See where the attention is coming from. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes the intention is not bad. It's just, man, you might just had a bad day. The way they said it, or in your mind, you want this way, which ego can fuck you up too. Which in your mind, you want it this way, and you feel like the person's not trying to go the direction that you're going. So now you're frustrated, bumping heads and screaming and shit. Like, yeah, that's some toxic shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, some people out here in some toxic relationships. Man, just look at yourself. Fix yourself, man. Forgive yourself and forgive that person. You know, and if you will, if you still want to be with that person, man, make it right. You know what I'm saying? Make it right. Make yourself right. Change your behavior. You know what I'm saying? You listen to somebody that have done those things. So, you know, just, man, I know, man, it's a lot of men out here fighting, bro. I talked to too many people to not know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And then as a man, bro, your best thing to do is just lead, bro. Just lead. Lead by example as best as you can, bro. They gonna always get mad at you, make you feel like you ain't shit, all this type of stuff. But all you can do is, you know, do you. You know what I'm saying? Do you. Do be the best you. Show up every day. Continue to go harder and harder. Because once they start seeing results in anything, in your body, in your money, results speak volumes. So they see results in anything, I'm telling you, they gonna, okay, you know what he talking about. You just gotta show results.
That's all it is, man. And some people that, you know, yeah, it's a balance, man. We just gonna go with that because that is true, you know. But you also gotta know when somebody just wanna argue with you, man. Because sometimes you can produce results and people just wanna argue. They just waiting for something to disappoint them. You know what I'm saying? And when you actually hit the mark, then they find out some other thing that you did.
Yeah, and that's when you gotta let them go. And that's the hard part. You know what I'm saying?
Because some people just wanna argue.
And men cannot let women go. Sometimes we love hard.
That's true.
Man, we love hard. That's why we gotta learn how to let women go. That ain't good for us. You know what I'm saying? Because we love hard, bro. Yeah. I mean, we woman can walk away faster than we can.
I don't even understand how to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, leave a woman. Man, it's just, and that shit's so detrimental at times.
Yeah,
but,
facts.
But man, no, I feel it.
It's just when a woman start crying. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like you can't leave. You know what I'm saying? How can you leave a woman when she's distraught?
That's crazy.
They can leave us when we distraught, when we fucked up. But it's just like, how can you leave a woman when she's in need?
I'm messed up. When I see a woman crying, it's like, yeah, I got you. Now I know you care.
Damn.
Yeah. Now I know you care about me. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. But
that's some toxic shit.
You're like Darth Vader, nigga. God damn.
She crying. Yeah, I got her. Yeah. Yeah. You care now.
I fucking hate you, man.
You care. Bro, you now, what's going to happen when I walk away? You care. But, bro, but that's so toxic. You know what I'm saying? That's so toxic, man. But,
I will say this. I understand what you said to a point, because it's like, it does feel good for a woman to be like worried about you, even if it's not in the most healthy way. Yeah. Like, she tripping out and it's just like,
yeah, well, I got you.
That at least I know you really care about me. Like, you tripping right now, but I know you care about me. Like, I know you don't want me to be talking to somebody else or doing somebody else.
And that's all I be wanting.
Yeah, just to see that you care.
Just to see if you care, because
I don't know if I'll take it to that extreme, but I do say that I can see, like, that you care about me.
Y'all get what I'm saying? Do you care? Good.
Another thing I wanted to talk about in the world of sports, Andre Ward, man. I saw he had this new interview on The Breakfast Club like a week ago. Great interview, man. I was working out and listening to the whole thing, man. I was captivated, man. Andre Ward, if you're watching, man, shout out to you, brother. He got a new book out called Killing the Image, A Champion's Journey of Faith, Fighting, and Forgiveness. I haven't read the book yet, but I'm definitely going to try to make a point of getting that book. If you haven't already, man, check out that interview and check out his book, man. The brother drops a lot of wisdom about his own journey to self-discovery, his, you know, journey to find faith in God, beat addiction in his family, how he
almost overdosed,
mistreating women, and
he was toxic.
Yeah,
but I love stories like that because it shows that I can change.
Yeah,
you know, it shows that there can be a better me.
Mm.
Listen to people's downfall. Listen to people's journey, bro. It's gonna get you through the day. Only because you're toxic today doesn't mean you're gonna be toxic in 2 months from now or a year from now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, bro, listen to these people's stories, man. Listen to everybody. Went through some type of hell in their life, or some type of what the fuck I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? And still saw glory. And I think, like, that's what everybody out here fighting, man. You know what I'm saying? They done so many things that they probably not pleased with, and they're trying to figure out how to forget themselves and keep moving forward. So like, the interview was great, bro. He almost died. You know what I'm saying? He feel like he said he almost died when he overdosed. He almost overdosed. And like he said, it ain't gonna happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to happen overnight, but, you know, it's just a beautiful thing. I definitely think people should, you know, check it out and, man, just continue to work on yourself, man.
And I do want to say that, man, because that's a deep point that you just touched on, man. Don't feel bad for falling back. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's what hurts us so much, because we set a goal, we set a regimen, and then we fall back, and then we feel like we the worst, or we this, or we that. And I used to always say, you know, just don't police yourself. Because the reason I'm saying it is not to not stick to what, you know, your regimen, or not stick to your discipline or your consistency, but it's just like, man, at the end of the day, I need to, you have to be the hard voice, but you also have to be the soft voice to you. And you got to remember that. Like, the number one thing with keeping you afloat is keeping you accountable, but it's also like being gentle with yourself. And it's a tough balance, man. But it's just like, you also got to understand, you got to be the one to pick yourself up too. Mm-hmm. And you can't pick yourself up the same way you tearing down bad habits. You tear down bad habits aggressively, but when you pick yourself up, you have to pick yourself up and let you know, like, man, you still a king, you still a queen. Like, man, you ain't falling down like you used to fall down. Like, you ain't doing the stuff you used to. I know you ain't where you want to be, but just look at the ways that you're making progress. It's always ways that you're making progress in your life. Like, look at that. Like, don't just be like, man, I didn't hit my goal. Well, you didn't hit the goal, but what did you do right? Always constantly reflect on those small wins, what you did right. And just don't feel so bad for not hitting the goal every time. Another powerful thing that he talked about in the interview was just, you know, how since a young age, and this is another reason why you looking at people and you want what they get, you don't know what come with that. I forgot the age that he said. I think he said from the age of 11, he'd been training to become champion of the world. And then I saw, you know, something on Twitter talking about how Ryan Garcia had been boxing since he was 6 or something like that.
Yeah.
And just training to be champion of the world.
What you think about him right now, man? He
I don't know what's going on with that brother. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like he gonna black out. Just being honest, like, I follow boxing heavy. Man, these YouTubers, man, these guys come in try to. I can't even call him a YouTuber.
I was about to say
he's really professional. He's really a professional fighter because he did do amateur. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say that, but bro, he's fighting an elite fighter, bro, and he know, like, he can't fuck around. Mm-hmm. You mess with Tank. Tank is an elite fighter. Devin Haney is an elite fighter, bro. You can't go in there and play with them boys. Them boys train different. Them boys fighting for something different. They fighting for something different. You know what I'm saying? Them dogs. He going in there with a dog. You can't run around here and, you know, do what you's doing. Smoke weed. Like he said, I smoke weed. I respect that. I do respect what he's saying. And, you know, he lives for Jesus Christ. But it's like, all that victim shit ain't going to work in that ring, my guy.
Mm.
You got to be ready for this shit. And I think a lot of people don't take that sports stuff serious. He don't take serious yet. Hopefully he will after this loss.
You know, when I watch his Breakfast Club interview and I watch the interviews he did after the Tank fight, I think it's more so with his inner circle. Like, I feel like he doesn't have a core group of people that he feel like he can trust and kind of unwind his mind with and feel like he has structure and stability in that. And I don't feel like I ain't saying he cut from the same cloth as Tank or Devin Haney. I really don't know any of these brothers' stories.
Listen, no, like he that. Not. Because Devin Haney and Tank Davis does have a core around them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah. I'm speaking on what they fighting for. Because I know Ryan Garcia, I don't think he come from a rich family.
No, he doesn't.
He comes from the gutter. So it's
he
just
come
like
from the gutter.
He fighting to take care of his family, yeah, too. So in that story.
Man, they ain't cut like us, man.
In that sense, he come from that same struggle. He might not be cut from the same cloth, but he grew up on that same struggle, that same block.
He did.
So it's just
he gonna get his ass beat. I'm just saying.
I know that. He got that drive. So what I think more so what it's about is just the people in his life. So I just think, man, I can tell when somebody ain't got somebody that they can confide in. And I could be wrong, but
no, you're right.
I just wanna send prayers up for the brother, man. Yeah. It sounds like he going through some different things, man. And I hope he finds stability.
Charlamagne said some real stuff. He gonna come in a ring. I can see that. Him getting butt naked or just tripping out at the fight.
Or perhaps it could be something different altogether. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Because I don't want to discount what he said. I don't want to discount anything that he said. I'm just saying I just want the brother to be able to explain himself clearly.
Yeah, he tripping. I do pray that he all right, because, you going to go in that ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. That man, he ain't going to play with you at 140, man.
Right.
You ain't going to play with you at 440. I hope I ain't dogging a nigga. You feel me? I think, like, it just comes back to accountability. Mm-hmm. If I'm out here moving wild shit, somebody gotta let me know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's a problem. You know, my mama be letting me know if I'm moving wild, even if I don't like it. But somebody checking me about that shit. People out here living wild, ain't nobody saying nothing. Oh, he all right, he got mental problems. Fuck that, nigga. Everybody got mental problems. Dude, but is that an excuse for us to continue to act how we are?
Yeah, all mental problems aren't created equal, and I had to learn that the hard way. But I understand
what you're saying. No, I get what you say. We all go through trauma, and that make us all different, but...
Yeah, I mean, what I mean is it's really levels to this shit. Like, it's certain mental problems that's like... You know, behavioral, and then there's others it's like automatic. Like, my brother has schizophrenia, and I thought it was like a choice at first, but it's just like, you know, and you understand too, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's levels to this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, prayers up for that brother, man. Yeah. Hopefully the fight happens. Hopefully he, you know.
Yeah, man, don't back out, nigga. Together. Don't back out.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I want to watch it.
Hey, man, if you end up showing up, man, I don't know if I root for you just because Devin Haney shouted out the show, but I'm rooting for both of y'all brothers, man. I love y'all brothers, man.
I'm rooting for Devin Haney. You could come on the show and I'll let you know I'm rooting for Devin Haney. But I do want you to come on here and talk. Let your mind free because we a mental health podcast. Mm-hmm. But I'm Devin Haney. And if Frank Martin and Gervonta Davis go at it, I got Frank Martin with the upset.
I also wanted to talk about this other thing that's been in the news, this Joey Badass and Saraya situation.
Man, we need a female. I feel like, dang.
I saw them on the... We got to talk about it. I know, it's coming. You know what I'm saying? I wish we did have Daisy on. We were supposed to have... You know, but anyway, that's coming for
because
the
I can't... My side ain't going to really be on nothing like... Go ahead, finish.
No, but I think it's not even about that interaction in general. It's just about... what that lifestyle is about. You know what I'm saying? Because when I saw them, you know, put that post up all over social media and on the Shade Room and different things, him, you know, talking to his girl, and she looked like she was emotional. One, I don't know what that was about. It could have been about a myriad of things. It could have been something that happened in the family. Somebody could have died in the family, and he's telling her, and she might have thought, like, oh, you were somewhere that you wasn't supposed to be. He like, man, my dog just died, or something just happened, or something could have happened in her life. I don't know what was going on. It could have been nothing to do with romance. It could have been something completely different. I've had a lot of different experiences in life. It ain't always what it looks like. But I was just speaking on it just from the perspective of, like, I'm glad cameras wasn't always following me in moments like that, or in moments in my life where it's just like, man, you having like a passionate moment, and it's just like, I'm glad. Sometimes ain't no cameras here.
Sometimes you make it say F thing. You know what I'm saying? For real.
And that's what I was thinking. Like,
yeah, that's too much. Like, why is you recording me, bro? Mm-hmm. Having a conversation. And I'm glad he really kept this cool. You know what I'm saying? And when I'm looking at it, it does look like he was probably like he was frustrated. You know what I'm saying? He probably was just frustrated.
Don't know what he was frustrated about though.
And you know, this goes back to talks about that's what happens in relationships, bro. Mm-hmm. Some days we just frustrated. He ain't beat her or nothing. Like,
he might have lost a job opportunity. He like, man, I just lost this fucking job opportunity. I've been trying to do this for us, and she crying because she's seeing her man passing. Yeah. You don't know what that shit was about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, people judging
and
that
he been posting her, so it wasn't. I don't feel like it was that serious. It just it happens.
Yeah,
it happens in the moment. It sucks that it caught on camera. You know, because it's crazy. Because when you see them with pictures, you'd be feeling like, man, Joey's the perfect guy. You know, they probably don't argue with nothing. But it's also good to see that.
Damn.
You get to show reality. It shows real life. You can't hide behind a picture. Yeah, they have problems too. They have problems too. You know what I'm saying? So it's also a good thing in a way. You got to look at it like, damn, I ain't, okay, we don't know what it's about, but okay, they got problems too. They're human. I can't be frustrated with my lady, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going on, but like it just show reality too. Show real, like real life, like, cause
I'm sorry, my brother, I gotta say this because I didn't say it on the last
episode.
And
subscribe.
Yes, please like, comment, and subscribe. On this we might have said it at the end, it's like y'all be really needing us to say this in the beginning, and you know I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. But please like, comment, and subscribe on this episode, man. If you listen to this episode, leave a like, man. Like, it really helps with the algorithm and everything that we got going on. But yes, continue. I'm sorry, my brother, for cutting you.
No, you good. You good. You good. You good.
But yeah, I definitely agree, bro. I definitely agree. You know, we looking at all these pictures on social media, and you know, you got people, I don't even want to say women or men. You got people out here in La La Land. Yeah. It's like, this is what I want. You don't know what you want.
Right, because it's probably been people like, man, I want that. I want that relationship. And then now you see them.
You don't know what comes.
To be honest, that shit be kind of like a relief for me because you do see pictures and be like, damn, bro, they got it perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you be like, oh, they are human. Oh, they do go through things. You know what I'm saying? So, like, man, he going to thug it out. Joey, he a different breed. Mm-hmm. So, he going to thug it out, bro. He going to make sure it's shorty all right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, man? They going to be good, man. Man, I don't know. She probably pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Well, I definitely been in relationship. Especially when they pregnant, they in the beginning, they don't know what they. She could be pregnant. And just can't take this right now. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know. Yeah. But that could be a possibility.
Yeah,
because I've been around a lot of pregnant women.
Yeah,
and that's what does happen.
Facts, mm-hmm. facts. Another thing I wanted to talk about. This is not news based, but this is kind of really the topic for today. I wanted to ask you, how do you go about breaking a bad cycle or a bad habit? Like, if you could reflect on a time that you broke a bad habit, like, or a bad cycle, what was your process to doing that? You know, or what was your first step and kind of how you were able to?
Mine's is always shutting out, sitting down, slowing down. Just really being more serious, like slowing down. Like I'm trying to think, what habit did I really break that I don't really do anymore? All right, sucking my thumb. I don't know how I stopped it. I used to suck my thumb when I was when I was a kid, but I don't know how I stopped it. That's one. I think that's one of them habits that just stopped. But it's just really just locking in, bro. Locking in and not listening to that small little voice you have in your head to make you do it again and again. I guess it's come back to being aware. You know what I'm saying? Like, can we get that?
Yeah. For sure. That was actually a good segue, man.
Listen, man.
The Aware brand. Shout out to the Aware brand, man.
Shout out to the Aware brand, bro.
Yeah, we was actually waiting until next week or a couple weeks to actually get it framed, man. But we just shouting them out now. They're actually the official sponsors for the show, man.
I was aware. That's how you break habits. You break habits by being aware of the habit that you are doing or the cycle that you are creating. Once you are aware of those things, you can break free from these things. So, the quote of today is, be aware.
Mm-hmm.
No, but for real, though, man. Like, just being aware of what you're doing, man. And, like, I had to learn that. Like, just being aware. Just being aware, I gotta be, all right, I've been late lately on work. All right, I gotta be more on time. You know, being aware of those things. And like I said, I'm just not realizing that. 28, bro. Just not being aware of my feelings and my emotions, bro. I got trust issues like a motherfucker.
Woo.
But you know, it's just, I come from a city. I can't even blame my city, but sometimes you can. It's your environment. And you just see things and, you know, so just trying to be aware of myself, man, aware of my emotions and aware of how I act. So I feel like that's really how I could change the habit, is just being aware of the habit.
Yeah, man, I love that. I think for me, it's just really picking up on steam, man. You know, whether it's having somebody to keep you accountable. So it's like, you know, when we used to do the Unity Fast, it's just like, man, I just need somebody in it with me. Like, let's do that. Or if it's something simple as Ramadan, like I break a lot of habits during Ramadan. Like me stop eating meat, I stop eating meat during Ramadan. And it's just like, all right, well, we all doing this together. Let me collectively do this and then pick up on steam. So it's about picking up on steam. Maybe you've already had 3 days into doing what you said you was going to do. Maybe you already 3 days into working out every day. Maybe you already 3 days in. Just pick up on that scene. You already got days in, like, keep going. Like, if you find yourself like just happen to come up on some days of momentum and steam, don't quit. Like, that's the moment where you got to be like, oh snap, I got some consistency going, build on that, because it hits you in random moments.
It does,
you know
what
I'm saying? And it's just like, okay, I've been consistent, like, let me not go back to zero. Let's try to keep building on this. Like, it's always picking up on steam for me, whether that's like getting an accountability partner to like build that momentum up, and it makes you feel better. It makes you more accountable to stick to it because you got somebody who's doing it in it with you. Whatever it is, man, like, pick up on your steam. Like, and that's what it's always been for me. This random thought came to me before we end out this episode, man. That and I know it seems like we've been talking about boxing this whole episode, but Spank loves boxing, man, and then I'm kind of getting into it a little bit, so good. This is good.
Tim Zoo and Keith Thurman, March 30th.
Mike Tyson and
yeah, Mike Tyson. Paul, what, man, you think about that? He gonna get his ass knocked out. Bro, man, you don't sit your old ass down.
What?
Man, bro, sit your old ass down.
I just want to say, a lot of these opinions, they're not my opinions. It's
I fuck with Mike Tyson. You a legend, but sit your old ass down, bro. Like, for real, Jake Paul been getting good. He been getting better. He might throw a jab and boom. But I heard they're supposed to be boxing with headgear and stuff on.
For real?
Yeah.
Who said that?
I was listening on the news today. They were talking
about,
yeah, yeah. Well, you got to. He 57 years old. Yeah. Man, you know I love Mike, but sit your old ass down. Mm. What the hell you trying to keep fighting for? Mm. I mean, yeah, Mike, what you keep fighting for? Like, shit, I didn't get to see you in my prime.
I want to do an interview with him one day, so I'm not going to really speak my mind too much on it. You know what I'm saying?
I want to do an interview with Mike Tyson, too.
We can put it in the front. You know what I'm saying?
I want to do an interview with Mike Iron Tyson, too.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to say too much crazy stuff.
If you mad at me, I want to know your explanation. Why your ass still fighting at 57? I mean, that is incredible. But, bro, Mike, sit down, Mike. Mm-hmm. Sit down. But I get it, though. Sometimes it's just, man, I get it. You know, like I get it. Sometimes your mind feel like you can continue to do things, and he in his mind probably feel like that. But we gonna see how his body is. I just feel like Jake Paul ain't gonna play with him. He young. He been really doing his thing. You know, Mike, sit your ass down. I love you, Mike Tyson.
Shout out to Mike Tyson, man. I love the growth that you've been doing, brother. I hope you do your thing. I hope you stay safe. We just love you, man. I think that's the biggest thing. We just love you. We don't want to see you get hurt. Like Charlamagne said, like you, and I hear a lot of people saying, like, you like an icon in our community. We don't want to see nobody, you know, doing nothing to you.
And, if you do get hurt, you're just going to be a fucking meme. That's it. But
that's true.
And that's it. I mean, bro, we talking about decisions.
Damn, they turning our legends into memes.
Yes, bro.
We're talking about decisions.
We're talking about decisions.
That might be the name of this episode, man. They turning our legends into memes.
Yeah,
God
man.
Damn.
Yeah, like Scottie Pittman. He been a meme out here.
MJ been a meme.
But MJ's just ain't that bad. Him, the crying, that's not bad.
They didn't turn LeBron into a meme. Several memes.
I mean, come on, man. He's a fucking joke.
LeBron is a legend, man.
Yeah, he's
greatest
a legend
of all time.
What? No.
Let's not do this again, man. But you know I love LeBron, so just don't come at him, bro. You be coming at him, bro. You be coming at LeBron. You know that.
I love LeBron as a man. Like as a family man. Yeah. Hell yeah, I love him. I love him. But as a basketball player, fuck no. LeBron James go to championships 10 times and only got 4. Greatest of all time. Come on now. Come on now. 4 out of 10. Come on now. Come on now. Greatest of all time. 4. I don't care how many points he scored. 40,000. Nigga, you got 4 rings. Jordan got 6. Kobe got 5. Tim Duncan got 5. Sit your ass down behind him. Yeah, you can tell him I said that. LeBron James.
He's funny.
No.
You got a quarter today, my brother?
I think I already said it. Aware, man. Be aware. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should have been where I just said, but I kind of knew what I was saying. I want that probably to go a little viral. Let's go out there for the sports people because sports is big right now. But be aware, man. That's my quote of the day. Just be aware of your emotions. Just be aware of your emotions. And whoever you have emotions towards, send them a text, call them. It could be ugly, but just get it off your chest. So, you know what I'm saying? That's my quote of the day. Get your feelings off your chest.
I'm trying to remember the quote that I had, but it was actually by Myron Golden. And
Myron Golden, that dog.
I'm trying to remember what he said.
You been in his bag.
He said, never let your reputation exceed your, I can't remember the last part.
Not occupation.
No, he said, never let your reputation exceed, it was like your expectation or something. But it's basically, don't let your reputation exceed like your output. Like, don't let your reputation be greater than what you can actually produce. I wish I had the exact quote right in front of me. I'm normally really good with these quotes. But yeah, man, I feel like it was powerful, man. And what I got from that was just like, man, it's kind of what my man Murdoch said. Like, you don't have to exceed your capacity to exceed expectations. Like, don't overpromise. Underpromise so then you can overseed expectations. And underpromising doesn't mean that you're not giving people what they want. Just say you're going to give people exactly what they want. So when you do above and beyond, you can do that comfortably. Instead of saying, no, I'm going to give you double what you want. And then you couldn't even do it. So now you underserving. Now you underdelivering. Just tell people you can do exactly what they want. And then if you exceed the expectations, then you can do that. But just make it easy on yourself. Just do exactly what they want. Don't try to exceed it. Just stay within your means. But yeah, man. Just really wanted to tell y'all, man, I really appreciate and love y'all. I know we didn't drop an episode this previous Sunday, but this episode is going up Wednesday. This is a late night episode, man. I really appreciate and love all of y'all for rocking with us, man. Like I said, when Sunday passed, I was like, man, we really got to get in the studio to do this episode about the LSU, but we just couldn't make it happen for schedule reasons, man. But at the end of the day, we back in the studio, man. We got some great episodes coming up, especially. We got like three of them coming up at the end of this month. So we about to get into some good stuff, man. But we really appreciate all y'all for rocking out with us, man. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe on this episode. And tune in next week for another episode. Man, we might be dropping 2 weeks. Like I said, we got a lot of content coming out this month, man. But really love and appreciate all of y'all, man. It's Ahmad the Poet, Spank the Bank. That's been another episode of Breaking the Machine. That's a wrap. You dig?
You dig.